Good morning. How are you all today?
Good.
Good to have you here today. Thanks for being here. So in the text for this morning in the gospel, there are some people who are trying to trap Jesus. So they ask Jesus, is it lawful for us to pay the temple, to pay the tax to the emperor or not? What's a tax? Okay, so it's money that you pay, right? If you buy something, you pay a tax, right? So in those days, they had a tax. It was the poll tax. And the poll tax was paid with a denarius, which was a particular kind of coin. And they were trapping Jesus in this way. They thought, if Jesus said, yes, you must pay the tax, then the people, the Jewish people who hated that tax would be mad at Jesus. Because, what do you mean we have to pay this tax? So they thought, we'll trap him. If he says that yes, it's lawful to pay the tax, which by the way was paid with a coin with the emperor's face on it, then the people will be mad at Jesus. But if Jesus says, no, it is not lawful for you to pay the tax, then who's going to be mad at him? The Romans, yeah, the emperor is going to be mad at him. So they sort of figured that no matter what Jesus says, he's going to get in trouble for it. But Jesus surprises them. Jesus says to them, look, whose head is on... whose image is on the coin? So I brought some coins this morning for you. So whose image is on the coin?
Washington. Is it Washington?
It is George Washington. So you almost got gypped because the kids this morning got dollar bills. But I ran out of dollar bills, so you're getting four quarters instead. Which, by the way, is the same as a dollar bill. Only heavier. So, whose coin is that?
Going by that logic, George Washington's.
Lord, yes, George. Is that really George Washington's coin, though?
It's because we just decided to print his head.
Yeah, we honored George Washington. Yeah, on there. So, what's interesting that I think the people who were trying to trap Jesus didn't understand is Jesus says, whose image is on the coin? And they say, Caesar. So give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and give to God what belongs to God. So here's my question. Who made everything? If we look at Genesis and God said, let there be light. I mean, the way we kind of understand, not literally made everything, like made that coin, God came down and stamped that thing out, but we sort of all understand that God created and is Lord over, including who? The emperor. So when Jesus asked them, whose coin is it? Whose head is on there? To whom does the coin belong? Who does the coin belong to? It really belongs to God. If God is the creator and redeemer of all things, if God has made all things, even the emperor's coin belongs to God. So when we render unto God what belongs to God, to whom do we give it? Everything goes to God. So I've given you some coins. Whose picture's on there? Is it George Washington's coin?
No.
Who really? Whose coin is it really? By that logic, it is God's coin. But today, it belongs to you. Because here's the thing. If everything that we have is God's, God just puts us as a steward of it, a caretaker of it, for a little while. So you get to decide what you will do with Caesar's coin. Even though it's not Caesar, it's George Washington, who some say was a little like Caesar, but, you know, with wooden teeth. You can do whatever you want with this coin. render it to Caesar, render it to God. Or as one little girl said who was about this high this morning, I'm going to take mine and save it for telephone calls. I asked her mother about it and she says, I have no idea what she's talking about. Right? Do whatever you want with it, but remember this story that Jesus tells. Jesus reminded us to whom all things belong, and that all things are for God's glory. So let's pray. Gracious God, you give us all kinds of things and people and love, and we pray, God, that you would help us always to remember to whom we belong. Amen. You guys go back to your places. Thanks.